Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice. Here we are on the eve of July 4th, which is Independence Day for the United States of America. A holiday that has suddenly taken on new meaning in the current climate that we're currently staring at. First of all, we're still dealing with coronavirus. A couple of more states are having to pull back on their reopening efforts because cases are surging. And you're seeing a lot more reports of people younger and younger contracting the disease and either dying from it or passing it on to somebody else in their family. Like, guys, coronavirus is serious. This is not a hoax. It's not a fluke. People are dying. And the way that you show kind of respect for other people is to just wear a mask in public and continue to practice social distancing. I mean, we see it in the states where they've abandoned the social distancing practices and the wearing of the mask while you're out in public, and that's where the cases are thriving. Here in Virginia, we're seeing our cases go down, yes, but even though we are entering phase three, which means a lot of businesses can open back up to 75% capacity, but we still haven't seen a 14-day decline in cases. I mean, we're still seeing kind of an uptick, but we're slowly and cautiously going about it. Now, states like California and Texas, those were the states that were like, we're Americans, we can do whatever we want, and we're going to have parties and all kinds of foolishness. And now you're seeing people just dying on Facebook because of coronavirus, or they passed it on to somebody else. So this is serious. So wear your masks out in public, practice social distancing. I mean, it's crazy how people are really, really against having to wear a simple mask. And if you think about it, the people that are complaining about having to wear a mask are the people that's just going out for 15, 20, 30 minutes. But think about the workers. Think about the hospital workers that have to tend to people and they have to wear a mask for 12 hours a day. Or think about that service industry person that has to go to work and they have to wear a mask for 6, 7, 8 hours in a day. Imagine that restaurant where you think that people that work at are such idiots. They have to wear a mask in the blazing heat. Just because you feel the air conditioning out in the dining room at your favorite restaurant, that's not the same feeling that like the kitchen workers get or anywhere like back behind where you can't see. Those air units are not designed to work that good for those particular areas. And they have to wear a mask. So the people that I think should be complaining about having to wear a mask, they're not saying anything. It just seems to be the seemingly entitled people that's just going out for a quick trip to the store. And it's not going to kill you to put on a mask for 20 minutes. So the more we take this seriously, the quicker we can get past this thing and kind of move on. But even in this sweltering heat that we've been dealing with here, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. There were reports of saying, remember when this first came out, people were saying it's just like the flu. It's going to go away when it gets warm. Well, that is not the case. It's still here. And today, we have 93 degrees where I'm living here in Northern Virginia. So, but anyway, let's keep everybody safe, guys. Let's practice our particular practices to help get rid of this thing, man. Because I understand that people just can't not participate in their lives. Like, people have to go out and do their things. Businesses have to reopen. People have to work and earn a living. But let's not put... And like I said, the troubling realization that I've come to is that we've kind of put the people's lives behind making money. Like, we're the way that our society is set up, capitalism seems to be more important than human lives right now. And the fact that somebody can say with a straight face, well, we can lose 0.1% of the population, that's all right. Like, what do you mean that's all right? Like, one death that could have been prevented by either staying home or wearing a mask, that one death is far too much. So, but anyway, enough about coronavirus. They're slowly but surely making decisions about opening schools for the fall for our children. Some schools are going to open. Some schools are going to remain like learning online. And it's funny about how all these things that, like, before this all happened, there were certain things that we were told that could not happen. Like, kids couldn't learn at home. You can't work from home and still be productive. You can't offer people financial help to get them through hard times. Like, there's no money anywhere in the system to be able to offer people, like, financial security for a short time. And here now here we've got all kinds of teleworkers happening. We've got kids doing little e-learning, like classes on Zoom. And the unemployment situation, even though they're probably going to end up ending that soon, but they were able to send people money. And what's crazy is the money that people were getting from unemployment is more than people that's still working 40 hours a week. Now how crazy is that? So it's like a thing where people already knew that society is set up for you to fail, and they don't want anybody to be taken care of. So they're saying the unemployment is like convincing people not to go back to work. And I don't blame them. Like, if you, that extra $600 a week, $600 a week, like, people that's really busting their tails and working 40 hours every 2 weeks. Some people are working at jobs where they don't even make that every 2 weeks. So, man, think about, just think about the things that we were told that wasn't possible, that all of a sudden we flipped around and made it possible. Like, all this money was just printed out of nowhere after for years we were told that there's no money in the system to take care of anybody. So, I mean, like, everything that we're finding out that we've been told is just, like, not true. So, I'm pretty sure you saw the title of this particular podcast. I'm calling it Cream. Now, for people that's in my age bracket, you might remember a little group kind of back in the day, hip-hop group that we used to listen to called Wu-Tang Clan. And it was comprised of, it seemed like, 500 members. It was so many members of that rap group. But they came out with this song, and the name of the song was Cream. And, you know, back when we were young, kind of listening to it, like, it was all right. I liked the rhythm. I liked the beats kind of back when I was into hip hop. But Cream actually stands for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. And back then, I just thought it meant for buying cars and buying jewelry and getting women and stuff like that. Like, all the stuff that hip hop was kind of perpetuating out there. But now I'm realizing that that actually is true. Unfortunately, in our capitalistic society, cash is ruling everything around us. And it's always been like that. I think I've just been the type of person that didn't want to believe that because I was always failing at the money game. Like, I was never winning at the money game. So I was like, oh, whatever. I'll just make a... I won't give in to the fact that cash plays a vital part in our everyday life. So that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode of the podcast. Don't worry, I'm not going to break out and try to do a rap. Far too old for that. But I am going to talk about how cash is king in this country. And whether you like it or not, that's how it is. That's how we live. That's how people are made to suffer. That's how people thrive. That's how people gain leverage over you and me. And I'm going to explain some ways how maybe we could break out of that and how we're seeing that maybe some things that we've been taught or maybe some things that we've learned might not be particularly true. So I'm going to take a quick break. Shout out to our sponsors. Man, go check out my blog, by the way. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but it's 9W6E.com. That's the short version. I've got an article up there about something called Blue Scorpion Venom, man. It's like really, really good for pain. People in Cuba have been dealing with it. They've been taking this for years. Their scientists have been researching this for years. Like, it hasn't reached, Western medicine until recently. But there are a particular blue scorpion, and you actually have scientists that milk the scorpions and kind of use that venom in, like, in products that help to heal, help to regenerate your skin. There's even reports of it being used as sort of a cancer treatment. So I invite you to go take a look at the blog and scroll down. I think it's under the reference section, and you'll see something called Blue Scorpion Venom. Man, it's just powerful, powerful products. So, but anyway, let me take a quick break, play this quick commercial, and I'll be right back. Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company, and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover, or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much. All right, and we're talking about cream in this particular episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. And like I said, cream is an acronym for cash rules everything around me. So what does that have to do with you guys? So lately in my personal development, I have really explored leaving a legacy, and I guess I'm at a certain age where I really want to leave my mark on this planet, you know, something to show that I was here and that I stood for something, something that maybe my future generations can look back on and think like, wow, yeah, he actually stood for something. But now I want to do something more on the financial end. Now, I was brought up to kind of dislike money. We've all heard the statement, money is the root of all evil. I heard things like rich people are evil. They were crooks in order to be able to get all that kind of money. And now that I'm older, I have met and I've talked to some people who are really rich and they have a really good heart. So my old ideas of who rich people are and how they make their money has just been completely and utterly destroyed. And I now see that you don't have to be a crook. You don't have to necessarily be doing anything unscrupulous in order to make a whole bunch of money. And the thing about it, no matter what you want to do in life, you need money to fund the mission. So even if you're a nonprofit organization, you still need money. Like, I always thought the YMCA was a nonprofit organization, but if you look at the membership fees, their membership fees are like the same as American Family Fitness. They're pricey. It's not cheap to be able to be a part of the YMCA. Even churches, like anything that you can think of, you need money to fund the mission. And I always kind of relate that back to a personal thing. So no matter what it is that you want to do in life, and it's just an unfortunate reality, you need money to fund your mission. The more money you have, the more you can be a blessing to other people. The more you can potentially influence other people and kind of, you know, expound on their lives in ways that might not have been possible. So it's kind of in the forefront of my mind that you need money. Like it would be selfish of you not to accumulate a lot of wealth because your mission needs funding. I mean, it's all cool and fine to say, yeah, I can do this and not need a lot of money. Like, there's not too much that you can think that I can think of that you don't need money for. Like, if you want to, I mean, from anything from building schools so that young kids in the impoverished neighborhoods can get a chance at getting a good education, you're going to need money for that. Even if you just want to build a dog park to give people's pets an opportunity to have a wide open place to play, number one, you need to build it. Number two, you're going to need maintenance on it. You just can't have like a grassy field and just have weeds overrunning it and stuff growing out all the time. So you need money for the mission. Now, whether you're going to be like a filmmaker or whether you're going to be somebody who plays the guitar for a living. So in that sense, that's why I'm titling this podcast, Cash Rules Everything Around Me. And for all the people that say you can live an abundant life and not have a whole bunch of money, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. That is true. But I'm talking about leaving a legacy. I'm talking about making your stamp on this planet. You're going to need something. You're going to need some financial help. You're going to need some sort of marketing in order to get your word out there. Like, you just can't do everything for free. And I think a lot of people were hesitant to kind of cross over into that gaining wealth, acquiring wealth, because it's viewed as sleazy and it's viewed as negative. And, you know, it's all these negative connotations associated with it. But like I said, once you get that exposure and you're exposed to other people who are uplifting citizens and who are upstanding citizens and who are making their money the right way and who's not trying to take advantage of people, once you get your exposure to those types of people, you'll see that it's not always about being greedy and just wanting more for the sake of wanting more. Now, there's a line that you're going to have to define and say, well, this is going too far, or this is not going too far. So I'll, of course, leave that up to you guys. But I'm just going to continue to pound out, you need money for the mission. I'll give you an example of something that's happening right now. So there's a controversy that has been going on for decades about the NFL team, the Washington Redskins, and how that name is potentially offensive to some Native Americans. And I can see that being, I can see how that would affect people. I remember when we were younger, we used to refer to Asian people as Orientals, and that was an offensive term, so we stopped it, and we started using other terms. Funny fact, though, back in my time, black folks were still called, we were still called Negroes. And on my birth certificate, my classification or whatever you want to call it on my birth certificate is Negroid. Never heard of that before. And it was just funny to kind of see that listed on my birth certificate as Negroid. Like, what is that? But now, you know, we got black, or we've got African-American, or, you know, there's all kinds of names. But the thing is, Washington Redskins is viewed as being offensive. And there have been fights to try to get the football team to change their name for decades. But just now, the companies that offer, that give their funding, like as far as advertisements for the Washington Redskins, they have threatened to pull their funding. And I'm talking about PepsiCo. I'm talking about Nike. I'm talking about FedEx. I'm talking about the big ones. I'm talking trillions of dollars of like ad revenue for the Washington Redskins. And today, as of July 3rd on Friday, if you go to Nike.com, you can't find any reference or any paraphernalia for the Washington Redskins. As a matter of fact, it says we cannot find anything for Washington Redskins on Nike's site when you do a search for them. So now all of a sudden, I'm getting news alerts about the Washington Redskins are seriously investigating changing their name. So what's different between all of these other decades and just now? Just now is kind of this awakening of racial sensitivity is what I'll call it, and people using their financial strength in order to affect change. So Washington Redskins are now in a position where they're like, we're going to lose billions of dollars if PepsiCo, Nike, and FedEx pull their funding. We better get this done. And that's never happened up until now. So that's why years ago, people were saying the Washington Redskins is an offensive name, and they were just ignoring it. They didn't care because they still had that money. They still had that revenue. But now Nike has pulled Washington Redskins shirts and hats and t-shirts. Like, you just can't find anything referring to Washington Redskins on Nike's site as of July 3rd right now. So it's just interesting to me that when we got this civil rights fight going on for Black Lives Matter and like black movement and trying to make things equal, I don't know if I said it on the last podcast, but I know I said it on one of my Facebook lives. If black people were to pool together their money, we would be if we would like sequester ourselves off into our own continent, into our own country, we would be the seventh richest country on the planet. Like, I don't think people a lot of times realize the spending power that we have as Black people. And if we really want to affect change, we start to affect the cash flow. And that's how we get real change going on. Up until now, there hasn't been anything that's really been incentivizing people to change anything because they're still making the money. The status quo is still in place, and there's no reason to change any of that. People would rather die than kind of lose that the way things are feeling. So, but now that now that there's kind of this awakening going on, people are using money, and money is the right tool to fight. Money is the right tool for you to get your mission accomplished, whatever that personal mission is, to get that accomplished, whether it's to leave a legacy, whether it's to start a business, whether it's to start a nonprofit, whether you want to help homeless people, whether you want to help impoverished children in other countries on the planet. Like anything, you need money, you need funding, and it's up to you to be able to pull that stuff together. And it, like I said, it would be selfish of you not to acquire wealth, because your dream, your vision, your goal can be a spotlight for somebody else who doesn't think that they have a chance of living any type of life. So you keeping your stuff to yourself and just trying to go to work, trying to survive, trying to live day to day, just trying to pay bills. That's selfish. Like, I'm realizing that's just selfish, because the only thing that you're showing other people is that same exact thing. And then when you have your own children, you're passing on that survival mentality. And people make horrible decisions when they're put into that, I gotta survive only. Like, I mean, not horrible positions, but they get themselves stuck. And they're not, like, living their best life, quote unquote, which I kind of hate that saying. But that keeps you from living the life that I believe you were meant to live. That keeps your gifts buried when you're in survival mode. And lots of us have been taught to survive or to live in survival mode. So, Wu-Tang Clan tried to tell us all those years ago, cash rules everything around me. And I took it as meaning buying drugs, buying cars, buying women, buying clothes and shoes and things like that. And that's the mentality of a lot of people. Like, they work in order to buy clothes, shoes, cars, women, men, drugs, or whatever. But if you think about it, use your money to buy some sort of an asset. Use your gift to create assets. Assets are going to be something that's going to put money in your pocket instead of taking money out of your pocket. These are things that we are not taught. We're taught to buy more cars, like every couple of years, buy a new car. It's filtering over to the mobile device world too. Like, your cell phone kind of craps out every 2 years, kind of forcing you to buy the newest model. Like, that's taking money out of your pocket. Buy an asset. Go on the Teachable and use your gifts and kind of teach other people how to do a specific thing. I mean, there's all kinds of apps. Teachable is just the first thing that comes to mind. You create a book. You write a book. That's an asset. That's something that's going to spit you money out every time you make a sale. You get on social media, you get on YouTube, and you express your gift in either blogging or making YouTubes or a podcast. You get paid for that stuff. Those are assets. Like, you buy real estate and you rent that real estate out. Those are assets. And I believe there's people that's waking up to it, because, you know, I'm dabbling into real estate. I know there's tons of people that's now waking up and, like, using real estate as a vehicle to fund their mission. Well, we're all about funding your mission. And there's all kinds of other things. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but there's so many other ways. Like, if you're in a job, use your job to buy assets. Don't use your job to pay bills or just to survive. Because if you do that, you'll only be surviving and you won't be thriving. And I'm talking about leaving a legacy, making your stamp on this world, and being an example that other people can see and be like, hey, I can do that. Like, I don't have to stay here. An example for your children to see, oh, this is a different way of doing it. Like, I mean, it's just crazy just how much things have changed in just my short lifetime. How many, I can just think back on things that were taught to me, that I've been sold on, and they're just not true. And I don't think they were ever true. That was just a reality that was passed on to me from previous generations. So I encourage everyone, be looking for accumulating wealth. It's not greedy. I mean, of course you can do it in excess and then it's a horrible thing. But I'm talking about funding your mission. I'm talking about the love of money is not the root of all of money is not the root of evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. When you start to put money above everything else. But unfortunately, in our society, there really isn't too much that you can't do without cash. There is, you can go outside and say, you just go outside and take a walk. Okay. Taking a walk on sidewalk, that sidewalk needs funding. Like, permits needed to be purchased in order to make that sidewalk a reality. You know, it's like, it's certain things like that. Like, and unfortunately, that's just our society. That's just the way that it is. Even our national parks, they need funding of some sort in order to be maintained. Flower garden, something as simple as a flower garden in your backyard, that needed funding. If you've got a green thumb and your gift is like landscape, like that stuff needs funding. So I would encourage everybody to look at using some sort of funding in order to expose your gift to the world. And that's what I'm talking about here on this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. So hope you guys got some value out of this. I hope you're going to have a nice holiday. The reasoning for this holiday for me personally has really kind of been called into question. I know there's a lot of friends of mine. They haven't celebrated July 4th in years. But now there's like this really big call for black folks to have like what's called a blackout on July 4th. And instead, we look forward to Juneteenth or June 19th. So, man, just things are just changing so fast. Things are changing like so fast. And if you're not able to keep up, you just get left behind. And that's like paramount on my mind, getting left behind. But sometimes things happen just too fast and it's like it's too much to keep up with. So anyway, don't forget, guys, keep up with me on my various forms of social media. Like I said, you can visit my blog, Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. You can follow me on Instagram, Corsi the Wine Lover. Let me tell you something. Shout out to all the people that have kind of joined in our wine group that I'm in. Man, this thing is blowing up, guys. And this is what I mean about cash and not living in survival mode. When you have extra money coming in from your other sources, from other things, like you can breathe. You have options. Like you don't have to make decisions based on, based on desperation. Like money can be so freeing. And I've never actually realized that until now, because, you know, like I said, I was always taught that it was evil, it was a bad thing, and people that have a lot of money are unscrupulous hucksters and they're criminals, like all kinds of stuff that I was kind of forced to, not forced to believe, but that was shown to me. So, but shout out to the people that have joined this, my wine club, man. Like, it's people that's getting paid here. It's people that's getting paid in 1 week what people are making in a year. Like, it's just crazy. And all we're doing is sharing our experience with our wine club, with our wine business. It's not a wine club, it's a wine business. Earning free wine, earning trips. The team is going to Punta Cana this December, which is unreal. I've never been to Punta Cana. Like, I haven't been on a lot of trips. I've been to Florida, been to Universal Studios. Like, I could live at the Harry Potter Park in Universal Studios. But, like, I've never been, like, out of the country. Out of the country is, like, the next step for me. That's kind of just throwing that out there. But if you want to check out information about the wine business that I am in, don't be scared. Send me a message on Instagram. Go to the blog. Go to Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. I've got a whole section about the wine business there, about wine magic. and all sorts of things. You can find out information there. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me. I encourage everybody, don't forget, now is the time to don't be scared to accumulate wealth. I know a lot of younger people that are doing it. Like they don't, the younger generation, they're on it. They got it. They already understand. They don't have these hang-ups about earning money, because that's what you see out there now. And it's not earning money to be greedy. It's earning money to fund your mission. So, guys, have a wonderful weekend. Have an excellent 4th of July holiday. And I'll see you guys in the next one.